Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Dean, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's a wonderful morning, as it always is here on 1220. It's always a good time to have you on. It is a another continuation of some more in-depth of a program coming up. It has a great name. I love the name of this program, and I love to hear you guys talk about it.
Very good. Well, Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate is certainly a catchy name, and it really brings to mind all of the housefuls of stuff that we have, everything that we have gathered over the years, and some of those things are very sentimental to us, and some of it, as I have labeled in my house, is just stuff that I need to go through and do something with. But Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate really deals with passing on those personal possessions that are of value to folks in our family. And sometimes this is very difficult. When I talk with families, if I were to just toss the question out there, what topics do families avoid discussing? And, you know, we automatically think of politics and religion and all of that. But one of the things that is right up there is death and dying and estate planning and what happens to our stuff. And these are conversations that we really need to normalize in society and not think of them as a bad thing. And Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate is a very conversational, and it can be sometimes fun, program about what we do step by step to determine what happens with our personal possessions. And anytime that we can plan ahead, it's going to give us more choices and the opportunity to communicate with our family so that there are fewer misunderstandings and fewer conflicts down the road. As we know, objects across generations have meaning. They carry history, and the experiences of each person in every family is different. And so are the decisions about who gets what and why are also different. And I mentioned before, our titled property, something that has a legal document attached to it, those are things that we think about, but we don't think about those yellow pie plates that we have in our lives. And this might be jewelry, it might be different collections, and just lots of things. Family photographs is talked about a lot. Where do we want those photos and so forth to go after we are gone? And these items may have monetary worth, or they might just have sentimental value. And so in the program, we are going to look at six factors that we need to consider when making decisions. And the biggest one is understanding the sensitivity of the issue. Because this is a tough topic to talk about within families, it can also be a very sensitive issue. And bringing up the topic is very difficult. So it might be me wanting to communicate with my daughter what I would like to see happen with my stuff when I'm gone, or it might be a child talking with an aging parent who sees down the road that there's going to be this group of items that a parent will leave and wanting to know what my parents' wishes are if I'm the one who's going to be responsible for deciding what happens to those items. So it's very sensitive, regardless of who brings up the conversation. The second thing that we want to think about before going into the conversation is, what do we want to accomplish? This is something that we need to keep in mind. There are going to be more than one conversation. This is not something that we can decide sitting down, even if we're sitting down for an hour or two. Lots of things come into play. So what do you want to accomplish in that initial meeting, and what do you want to accomplish in any follow-up meetings? Obviously, the first thing that comes to my mind is help everybody to feel comfortable talking about it. The third thing is, we need to decide what is fair in the context of your family. And so many times I hear folks say, well, all of my stuff can be divided equally among my children. And that is not necessarily always perceived of as being fair. And that ties back to objects having different meanings to one individual in a family or another. There might be something that my mother has that I really want, like a mantle clock, for example, but my brother wouldn't want that. And so there's a perception of unfairness because I'm getting that clock where my brother's not getting anything. So we really have to look at what's considered fair within the dynamics of our family. And understanding, fourth, that belongings have different meanings for different individuals. So that clock has sentimental value for me, but my brother just sees it as a clock. So what meaning does a person in my family place on that object? Sometimes the meaning is this is a clock that is valuable that I might be able to sell and then take that money and do something else with it. So it may be something that, as the owner of the possession, it's very sentimental to me because it's been passed down in my family, but it's not something that necessarily my child would want. So understanding that meaning. And then considering the distribution options for consequences of that. Number five, that's where we have to really look at, if this is how I'm going to divide my possessions up, then how do I move forward and help my family to understand that I have done the best that I could do with the information that's available to make sure that it is fair and it is equitable among the family? And then finally, we have to agree as the person talking and starting the conversations and determining what my final wishes are going to be with my stuff is agreeing to manage conflicts as they arrive. So a family may agree to a certain way to distribute items down the road, but then something might happen within the family. And today's families can be very complex. So if there's a major change in the family, how does that change the plan that we have set down and worked out together? So our goal for the program is really to help reduce the amount of conflict that might take place once I am gone as an individual and all of my stuff is left. We know it's not going to eliminate all of those conflicts that might occur, but planning ahead is very important to at least help reduce that level of conflict. We're going to have this program on Tuesday, February 18th at our office in Paola. I would really, really highly recommend folks come. It's going to be from 6 to 7 o'clock, and we are going to serve you dinner. And as I said last time, along with dinner, you're going to get a piece of pie. I don't have a yellow pie plate, but I guarantee it's going to be good pie. So please RSVP by calling 913-294-4306 to sign up for Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate on Tuesday, February 18th.
A very important thing, as you mentioned, to get people into the door for. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.